Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hello and welcome to Sincerely Trish. We are up to episode number 19. Thank you so much for listening. I truly so appreciate it. Do you know the song, How Do You Keep the Music Playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? Oh my goodness, the number of people who have done a version of that song, Barbra Streisand, Tony Bennett, Johnny Mathis, Celine, so many beautiful artists. And it's such a compelling song. It's pretty self-explanatory. How do you keep your relationship fresh, strong? How do you keep your faith that way? Your marriage, your home, your children, still interested, still loving. I mean, it's cold, it's January, it's gray, it's the middle of winter. How do you make it last? The answer is really quite easy. It's a choice. It's a daily choice you make every day, every hour, every minute. It is that choice to keep the song from fading too fast. It's the minute you wake up in the morning. It's entering the kitchen with a smile. It's a choice not to act petty over little things like, you're standing in my way, I'm trying to get a cup of coffee. Look what you spilled. Look at the mess on the stove. How come nobody cleaned up the sink? It's a choice to listen to good things, to go to church. Hey, don't ever forget what an incredible, beautiful freedom we have to go to church, to exercise, to wake up, to take a deep breath, to take that walk, to feed your pets, to give them fresh water and a kiss and a hug. Invest in yourself, love yourself, appreciate yourself, talk to yourself kindly. Make a choice to be positive. Wear something attractive. Show your faith and have that willingness to say yes. Yes to our part to help others live out what they're meant to do to make this world just a little bit of a better place. That love, that choice begins with you, and it goes to your spouse, to your family, to your pets, to the people you see. It's that conscious choice to keep the song from fading too fast. Feed it, fill it, love it. Those moments come. I mean, despite being on vacation, there were moments I was so tearful, missing Natalie so much, wishing she was with us. I had this vivid dream of us all on the rug playing a card game, and she had her hair in a ponytail, and she was so engaged and just giving it all she had. I mean, this was a simple card game. She was flipping the cards, and of course, we were all enchanted by her spirit, by her enthusiasm, by her zest, by her laughter, by her beauty, by her participation. And when you wake up and you realize she's no longer physically with you, how do you get by on those moments in life when you are filled with despair? You trust. You make that conscious decision to believe and to trust, to believe and to trust in the promises that we have been given. It is not always easy, but you know, God puts people in your life and He talks to you so much. And our guest today is somebody I actually met while going to church on vacation. And it didn't take us long, maybe a week. And next thing you know, we went to Panera and I taped a couple of things she said. She had an aura, a presence about her that was simply beautiful. And I think oftentimes, again, we meet people, we keep our heart open, and God does help us on our life here on earth. So I'd like to introduce you to Elizabeth.
God knows human mind so well that He gives us one day at a time. Is there anything better that you can do than get up in the morning, run to Father God, and start with Him?
Short and sweet. God knows our mind. Just take one day at a time. Run to Jesus every morning. You know, one thing Elizabeth told me when we were entering church, she said, "Do you know why the doors are always so heavy? It's because we leave this world behind us and we enter into the house of God. We leave that outside world behind us. And the reason there's holy water and we're to dip our fingers in there, it's a reminder that we are part of God's family and a reminder that we are baptized. How do you keep the music playing? How do you keep your faith? How do you keep your love alive? How do you keep the encouragement? You hold on tight and you make that choice and you know what's important." Short and sweet this week. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.